This is the first occurrence of the words abomination and desolation in the same passage. It lays out the basic understanding of the phrase abomination that makes desolate. Specifically, it connects gross wickedness, abominations, with the extreme destruction or desolation of a people, their culture, their government, and ultimately their sovereignty. That which was once glorious has become an astonishment to those who observe its fall from grandeur to nothingness.